Last year, one of Cascade's theatrical company's most popular and successful productions was Ken Ludwig's Lend Me a Tenor. This year, CTC has chosen to produce another of Ludwig's plays, Moon Over Buffalo, which the group originally staged 9 years ago. The play will open tomorrow night at Greenwood Playhouse and continue for 3 weeks. Recently, I had a chance to speak with the play's director, Kimberly Colburn, and asked her to share the premise of the show.
George and Charlotte Hay have been on the stage for many years. They have been as famous as the Barrymores. And now they find themselves forced to do rep and be touring across the country, which is far less glamorous than being on Broadway. And in pursuit of that, they've also gone to Hollywood and had a couple of flops. And a film came up that they were up for that they did not get. And they are upset about that because they were sure that would be their ticket. But a disaster occurs, and there's a possibility that a very, very famous director from Hollywood is going to come see their show and decide if he is, in fact, going to put them in the film. And that is the source of all of our confusion and comedy. It's 1953, and movies are taking a bite, and even more, television is taking a bite. And so the art of live theater is kind of at a crossroads. So they, as performers, find themselves at a crossroads in their career where the theater is not quite enough to sustain them anymore, and they're not sure whether they can make the crossover successfully. So that's the underpinning of the conflict of the play. But on top of that is a bunch of confusion and misdirection, and we think somebody is someone that they aren't. And, you know, so it's got all of the classics of a farce going on. So it's done in a way that will just keep you rolling in the aisles. This was the play in which Carol Burnett returned after a 30-year absence from Broadway. That gives you some sort of a clue of the kind of humor. As I say in my director's notes, I said, boy, give that Ken Ludwig 5 doors and a couple of wacky characters and you'll get one funny show. Because he's just famous for it. He has got that genre totally pegged. And so what we've got here is another fantastic door-slamming farce that's just a laugh riot from start to finish.
With a theatrical setting, which seems to also be something that is attractive to Mr. Ludwig.
Yes. He really likes to sort of unmask the world of the actor backstage. Almost the entire play takes place in the green room of a theater. It's definitely a very different play from Lend Me a Tenor. Lend Me a Tenor was set in the world of opera, and the world of opera kind of has its own whole set of do's and don'ts and social mores, where this is just straight up theater actors who've been in the theater their whole lives. We have some romance and some confusion over romance in this show as well. But they are very different characters than the characters that you find in Lend Me a Tenor.
Tell us a little about the cast.
So Don DeLatch is playing George Hay, and Anna Johnson is playing Charlotte. Then we also have Jen Copsey, who's been seen here at CTC as well. Ed Victor, who's been on stage here too. They're playing the younger set of possible entwined, romantically, couple. We have a couple of characters who have what would be considered pretty small roles. They're only in a few scenes, and they have a very few number of lines. Eileen, which is being played by Jolie Miller, and Richard Maynard, which is being played by Russ Seaton. And those two characters bring a lot of conflict with them, and they have very few lines to communicate that conflict with. So as an actor, you might look at that and you would think, oh, this is going to be a breeze because I just have 2 or 3 scenes and I only have 36, 40, maybe 50 lines. But when you realize what a weight you have to carry, what a job you have in just those few lines, it really makes it quite difficult to take on that role because you've got so much to accomplish in such little time.
I then had a chance to speak with one of the play's lead actors, Don DeLatch, always an audience favorite, about the challenges of his role.
I would say I did it 9 years ago, and so now I'm doing it and I'm the correct age. And it's really hard to do all the physical stuff that goes with this character when you are the correct age. Hurdling the sofa and somersaults and falling down steps and things like that. I have bruises in places I didn't know could bruise.
It's kind of interesting as an actor to have 9 years to think about having done a part and how I would have done it differently, and now you get that opportunity. Is there anything you might be bringing to the character a little bit different?
Definitely. I know more about George, so I feel like I can play George with more believability. And even though it's a farcical comedy, you need that background story so that the audience buys into all of this farcical stuff.
Don and fellow actor Ed Victor then performed a brief scene from the play which director Colburn set up for me.
This particular scene, we have Paul, who is our company manager, sort of wrangles all the actors and makes sure everyone is where they're supposed to be, is bringing some life-changing information to George Hay, who is our leading man.
George, I have some bad news.
What? Bad news in this company? The House of Usher Repertory Theater?
George, I think you better sit down.
Sit down, because I'll tremble, because my knees will wobble uncontrollably. That is a stage convention, you idiot, out of the cheapest melodrama.
George, Eileen's pregnant!
Oh my God!
She said you slept together in Detroit, and now she's pregnant!
That's a lie!
Oh, you didn't sleep with her.
It was Cincinnati!
I think that's irrelevant!
Holy Mother of God, Charlotte will kill me!
I know!
She'll make my life a living hell, more than usual! What can I do?
Run!
Think of something, you idiot! That's what you're paid for!
Look, you should just go talk to Eileen.
Oh, Eileen, my God, the poor kid. I better go see her.
You better hurry. She has a doctor's appointment at noon.
Already?
Yeah, they have to do a test or something.
What test?
I don't know.
A pregnancy test?
I have no idea.
Then she might not be pregnant.
She says she's positive.
But she only thinks she's pregnant.
She's positive. She thinks?
Holy Mother of God! Is she pregnant or isn't she?
I don't know, George. I didn't examine her.
For those looking for farcical fun, Moon Over Buffalo sounds like the perfect production to see this holiday season. Information about the play can be found at cascadestheatrical.org. This is David Simpson reporting for KPOV.